Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL. Happy Monday to everyone. We are with Aaron Wilson of the Baltimore Sun. And Aaron, of course, we're going to hear from Steve Bisciotti and Ozzie Newsome and John Harbaugh and even Dick Cass on Wednesday morning. What do you expect to hear from them? First State of the Ravens press conference in a while after a season in which they did not advance to the postseason.
I think that they will very much want to show some solidarity that, you know, hey, this is not acceptable for us not to make the playoffs. We have high standards, and, you know, we're hurting right now. This is disappointing for us, first of all. Second of all, I think they'll acknowledge, you know, some of the obvious things, that, you know, the lack of a running game, the lack of pass protection. They'll probably have some theories. It'd be very interesting to hear, what does Steve Bisciotti think about, you know, how Joe Flacco played and, you know, franchise record 22 interceptions, Ray Rice's regression. I think it'd be very interesting to hear about, you know, free agents. What do they think about, you know, their guys and their cap situation? You know, the fact is, they're right now about $12 million under, but that's before they do any exclusive rights or restricted free agent tenders, and they may cut some players too, like Lonte Leach, you know, or a Sam Cook, or maybe even, whether they ask for another pay cut or release Jameel McClain, and they can add money. But I think it's always interesting to hear Ozzie Newsome and Steve Bisciotti's perspective, and I expect them to answer almost every question. You know, John Harbaugh's already met with the media and discussed the season, so I'm expecting this to be kind of the Steve Bisciotti and Ozzie Newsome show.
Aaron, before we go forward about the current group of unrestricted Ravens free agents and how busy they might be in the free agent market, I do want to ask you about Joe Flacco and not making any excuses for him about his season. We know about some of the surrounding factors and his health towards the end of the year. But to me, if there's ever a validation of his contract, it's been the last week. The playoffs and looking at the quarterbacks that are clearly capable of winning games in January and those who are not, and also looking at Jay Cutler's contract and then thinking about the contracts for the Matt Ryans of the world, the Matt Staffords of the world, and that group of QBs, to me, fans have it wrong. They think general managers are asking the question, is this quarterback going to the Hall of Fame or not? And that's not the question. The question is, he capable of being consistently good year in and year out and giving his team the best chance to win? Because it's much better to have a surefire thing than somewhat wandering through the wilderness year in, year out, looking for a quarterback and then looking towards the draft for a quarterback. That's the worst place an NFL franchise can be almost every year.
Right, yeah. With Joe Flacco, they have a quarterback that's proven himself, and then he had, you know, his worst season after they paid him. You know, I think that they have to look at it, and they can't just call it an aberration. They need to take a hard look at all of his interceptions, the regression of fundamentals, throwing off his back foot, the frustration that set in, the lack of pass protection, the lack of a running game. But they can't just sit there and say, that's fine, he'll play better, we're not worried about it. No, I think they have to be very analytical about how Joe Flacco played. Did he spend enough time with the Ravens during the offseason? What are his plans for this offseason? What is he doing to address it? You can't just leave it to Providence and say, ah, it'll be fine. No, I think that they have to be honest about it. But what you don't want to do is overreact and say, oh, we got it wrong, we shouldn't have done this with this contract. That's what it costs. That's the cost of doing business now for quarterbacks like Joe Flacco, like Jay Cutler. They make over $100 million a year. That's the reality. That's what the market bears. So, you know, for a Flacco, after, you know, he cashed in on a great playoff, that's not his fault. It's not the organization's. But, you know, what happened this year, I think you have to take a hard look at it and say, okay, we understand in Buffalo you try to do things that you normally wouldn't. They were out of character. You had a few interceptions. I can think of at least 3 to 4 that were caused by receivers not catching the ball. Could it very well have been a 13-interception year? But it's not just that. I mean, he missed a lot of deep balls. He short-armed some throws. His timing with the receivers, especially on deep throws, was not good. You can look at the statistics, and he threw more deep balls than anybody and only completed just a few of them. So, you know, for a percentage, I think you have to be very honest with yourself if you're the Ravens, and so does Joe Flacco.
That's absolutely true, and I agree with you. But you can do the same thing for the Staffords and Cutlers of the world. And my point is, when you look at those contracts of those two players and you look at the big picture, not just 1 year, but the totality of the career of this group of quarterbacks, Joe Flacco has as good or better statistics than those two, and he's done a hell of a lot more in December and January, and that's not even close.
Right, yeah. I think, you know, you can look at everything through a prism and compare the quarterbacks. I think that's always good to do, is to look around. But I just think that they have to have a higher standard, you know, for Joe Flacco, and
right.
I know he does, and I know the Ravens do for him, and say to themselves, okay, you know, let's break this down, let's look at all of your throws, and let's kind of get back to business the way you were playing in previous years. Let's get you some help, too. Let's get you better pass block. Let's get the running game going. Let's get Ray Rice healthy, and let's add some receivers, whether that's draft or free agency. And I think that's going to be priority number one, is fixing the offense. You know, 29th in the NFL, 25th in scoring. So, you know, you have to – they can't operate in a vacuum. But I think, like you say, it's a great point, comparing everybody and saying, okay, yeah, a lot of quarterbacks have these years. But that doesn't make it okay. I mean, you know, Joe Flacco, you know, he wants to be a Pro Bowl quarterback. So he's going to have to play a lot better to reach that goal of his.
Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun with us for another minute here on Sportsline. Aaron, let's roll through a group of unrestricted Ravens free agents right now, and let me know if you think they're going to stay as Ravens or go elsewhere. Art Jones.
I don't think he'll be back.
Dennis Pitta.
Too expensive. I think that he will either be the franchise player or get a new deal, right? To see him on the team.
Eugene Monroe.
Yes, they did not make that trade to not have Eugene. I know both sides are motivated. Wouldn't even be surprised if they got something done prior to the start of free agency in March.
And then two guys who are still a year away, Jimmy Smith and Torrey Smith. I have to think the Ravens are kind of calculating their contracts now a year out to retain those two.
Right. That's on the agenda. That's something that, in the big picture, the Ravens will look ahead and say, yeah, let's see how we can fit this into our structure. Let's keep that in mind and save some money for deals like that.
And final question, Aaron. Do you think the Ravens could be, you know, par for the course this free agent offseason? Do you think they could be more active than usual in any way?
I think they have the financial flexibility to be more active than they were a year ago. It will just depend on, and we don't know these numbers yet, if they can contain costs on re-signings like Eugene Monroe, Dennis Pitta, and perhaps a Darryl Smith, and is there enough money for, you know, some of their own, like Corey Graham, that would be nice players to keep on the team. I just think that they don't have money for big-ticket free agents, but I think they can spend more than they did a year ago. My anticipation is they can head into free agency with, you know, $5 to $7 million still left and have already accomplished a few things, like maybe keeping Dennis Pitta via the franchise tag. So, yeah, the money goes away quickly, though, and that's why they need someone to play ball, whether it's Terrell Suggs, you know, maybe even a Lardarius Webb restructure. They're going to need all the money they can get to accomplish a lot of these things.
Absolutely terrific insight from Aaron Wilson of the Baltimore Sun. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch up soon.
All right. Thanks, Brent. Good talking to you.
That's Aaron Wilson. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.